causing friction. This is the podcast where we get a little uncomfortable, a little awkward on our journey of healing through mindfulness and becoming self-aware. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Today, I have a very special guest with me, and I'm very excited to dive into everything manifestation, wealth, and money mindset with our guest, Kat. Kat, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, so take it away.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm super excited to chat with everybody about manifestation and money mindset because it's been such a massive piece of my journey. So 2 years ago in 2019, I was working 60 plus hours a week in a job that I absolutely hated, making not enough money to survive and was $70,000 in debt. And I genuinely didn't know how things were going to change for me in my life. And that's when manifestation showed up in my life. And I immediately recognized that I needed to do something different in order to live a life that I hadn't had yet. So I decided to invest money that I didn't have into working with my first manifestation coach. And I'm so grateful for the fact that I did, because now, 2 years later, I'm completely financially free. I was able to pay off $70,000 worth of debt in less than a year. I make multiple five figures a month and have complete time freedom, location freedom, have been able to buy my first luxury car. I just recently moved to New York City, and I'm just living a life that I genuinely never thought was possible for myself at any age, let alone at 25. So I know the power of intentional manifestation, and I feel so passionate about spreading that, and have been able to help over 125 women in the past year and a half also step into this position of power in their life and their finances.
Okay, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know how shameful and heavy debt like that is. So congrats for getting out of that, because that takes a lot of power, not just manifestation power, not just, you know, mindset. It's literally your entire being. It's in the back of your head 24/7. It's all you can think of, unfortunately, when you're in situations like that. And I know that's extremely relatable for a lot of people, especially around our age. We are trying to look at the future and what financial stability and investments look like for us, but we have no guidance and we weren't taught anything in school. I know personally, taxes, credit, none of that was in any of my curriculum. So even getting into college and needing to take accounting courses, it was a foreign language to me. And it's something that I so wish was pushed earlier on. And I wish that we had a less shameful mindset around debt, around maybe poor credit scores. So that's what I want you to talk about. I want you to first start with the shame. I want you to first start with really, how can we recognize what our current mindset is around money and really pinpoint exactly how we really feel about it? Because I know instantly everyone's going to say either money is evil or money controls everything and money is amazing. And the more money you have, the more life you can possibly live. So it's really only two options. I don't hear a lot of the gray area. So I'd love for you to touch base on all of that.
Absolutely. So to address the first thing that you're saying is like becoming aware of your own money story. This is something that we all need to do if you want to shift your relationship with money, because we can't change the things that we don't recognize, and we can't change the things that we're not willing to recognize, which a lot of the time, growing up in the society that we've grown up in, money is really preached from this scarcity lens, this scarcity mindset, which immediately puts that level of guilt and shame into. So if you feel guilty or shameful when it comes to money, when it comes to your finances, know that you're not alone, and know that most people experience that, because we take on that programming, we take on that conditioning, and we just deem it as normal. But in order for us to start to shift and change our finances and the way that money shows up in our lives, we have to take out that heavy suitcase full of shit that we've been lugging around and feeling shameful about, and open it up and start to take out piece by piece what those things are. And the way that you start to become aware of that is slowing down and paying attention to the things that you say and you think about money. Because all of that is coming from our belief systems, and our belief systems are stored in our subconscious minds, which make up 95% of the human brain and are typically molded between ages 0 to 7. So recognizing that our belief systems about money were never ours in the first place, that they came from our parents, our primary caregivers, our environment, our schools, our teachers, our friends, our parents' friends, that gives you a basis of where you can start to look at why you feel or have the relationship that you have with money currently. And also recognizing that, like, that was never your story in the first place. That was never your shame to carry. That was never your burden to carry. And giving yourself the time to slow down and intentionally look at it so that you can start to piece out what is carrying the heaviest weight, so that then from that point, you can actually start to shift it and change it.
I really appreciate you mentioning that it's that 0 to 7 years, which means that you were too young to form your own opinion on a subject you knew nothing about. And this is incredibly common with many things that we experience in our healing journey. A lot of the stuff that we carry with us isn't even ours. It's generational, and it's passed down, and it's passed down, and it's passed down. And at some point, you need to be willing to break the cycle. And with money, it's the exact same thing. If you are willing to assess what is in front of you and realize that maybe all of that shame isn't even yours to begin with, that it was just unfortunately passed down and essentially pushed onto you to also our parents, no fault of their own, because it probably was also pushed down onto them. And it really is a generational cycle. So addressing that is extremely important. And I feel like it also relieves a lot of pressure off of the entire realm of money. It's like, okay, my beliefs that I learned when I was that age, they do not need to be my own. If I still relate to them, they still can be, but they don't have to be. And I feel like that's extremely freeing in a lot of instances.
Absolutely. Yeah. So something that comes up for me as you say that is, like, it's so true. It's not about the blame game. It's not about pointing the finger at our parents or whoever taught us these beliefs in the first place and being like, you suck. You shouldn't have taught me that, because everybody's doing the best they can with the information that they have. And because that story now in your life doesn't serve you, doesn't mean it's like to fall into victim mode and point that finger and be like, I'm the way I am because of you. It's turning that finger back around and being like, I carry that belief and I'm the only person who has the power to change it. So I'm going to take the personal responsibility to start to do the work, to do that healing work, to start to shift that belief system. Because we're the ones, the way with manifestation that it works is like the story that we tell ourselves, the story that we embody is the way that our lives are manifesting. And there's infinite amounts of stories that we can choose to tell ourselves. And when you choose a more abundant one and you can actually start to wrap your head around it, your energy around it, then your subconscious mind will start to register that as true and help you naturally attract and manifest more into your life.
So that actually ties in perfectly what I wanted to discuss next. When I was doing research and I was learning about you and I came across all of your content, the biggest thing that stood out for me personally was the entire concept of we receive what we are vibrational match for. So I think what's also important in that is, again, you need to assess your vibration and kind of come to terms with the fact that you are keeping yourself in your current surroundings. You are potentially holding yourself back. So how can we change that? And how can we match this higher vibration to manifest and kind of receive all of this abundance that we've been really hoping to?
Such a good question. So something that I really encourage everybody to think about is, like, instead of actually thinking about, like, your vibration, like, what vibrational frequency am I vibrating at? Because we can get so wrapped up in that and also take on some, like, toxic positivity or, like, traits that don't actually serve us if we're thinking about, like, where is my vibrational frequency? But the way you can focus in on elevating your set point of attraction and becoming the vibrational match for the things that you desire is looking at your current circumstances, like we were saying a second ago, all of the things that are currently creating the reality that you have, the stories, the emotions, the behaviors, the embodiments that you have in the current moment that is creating the reality that you have right now. And thinking about, like, okay, what's the reality that I want to create for myself? Like, if there were no limitations, if there weren't any of these things standing in my way, what would I want my reality to look like? And starting to get to know the version of yourself that would be living that reality, because they have a new set of beliefs, they have a new set of emotions, they have different behaviors, they show up for life in a different way, they show up for work in a different way, they show up in their conversations a different way, they love themselves in a different way than you love yourself right now. And the more that you can start to recognize what those things are or how you think they would be and choose to embody those different beliefs, emotions, behaviors, etc., then you're taking yourself out of the vibrational frequency that you've been in and the energy that you've been attracting and manifesting because of that, and elevating yourself into a greater vibration, the vibration of like the higher version of yourself, and then attracting and manifesting things of like vibration to that reality. And slowly but surely, by choosing to do this internally without the external evidence of the fact that like you should believe this or you should act that way, then the external things start to show up, because it's so ass backwards to how we're taught to see and believe things in society. We're always taught like, when I see it, then I'll believe it. And manifestation requires you to believe it, and then you'll see it. By stepping into this energy of this highest version of yourself, believing that you are the highest version of yourself and embodying that version of yourself, then the external reality comes into play.
That quote you just said, I will believe it when I see it. I feel like that is something that has really taken on a very negative connotation, because it stops us from dreaming and it stops us from having kind of that childlike excitement and daydreaming, essentially. And I feel like that kind of goes into the entire concept of we are blocking ourselves from receiving. So can you dive into some other ways that we are possibly blocking ourselves from receiving wealth and abundance and almost anything positive?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest things that I see when it comes to money manifestation is that oftentimes, most of the time, money manifestation has absolutely nothing to do with money, but everything to do with our relationship to ourselves, the way we perceive fear, judgment, failure, discomfort, our relationships to others and how we show up for those, and really recognizing that like money manifestation is a byproduct of you getting your inner world into alignment. So for anybody and everybody who's listening to this, I can imagine that we could all sit down with a notebook and come up with a list of at least 3 to 5 areas of our lives that it feels as though we're limited in, or we aren't where we want to be. And looking at those different areas of your life and starting to understand why you feel that way or why those limitations are there in the first place, and choosing to prioritize yourself and get into alignment with yourself and what is going to feel best for you and for this version of yourself that you're wanting to elevate into and you're wanting to create for yourself, then that will give you the clues as to what you can start to do to clear out these blocks that are stopping you from naturally attracting and manifesting more money. And an example of this is like, okay, so in my life, one of the biggest money manifestation blocks was a lack of internal safety for me. I constantly was in the position of outwardly trying to get as much money as I possibly can, hustling my ass off, because I thought as though that was what was going to make me feel safe. That's what was going to make me feel secure. But I got to the level of money that I wanted to have. I manifested 6 figures in my business in the first 10 months of having my business. And I thought that that was going to be the thing of like, I finally feel secure in this. And I didn't. And I was sitting in that place feeling like, oh my God, like this was supposed to be it. What actually needs to happen? And it was a really scary moment, but I realized that I had always been like grasping onto the idea of safety because I had never felt safe internally. I grew up in an alcoholic household. I had constantly been doing things to like try and leave my body by partying, doing drugs, sleeping around, all of these different things, because I didn't feel safe enough inside of myself. And as soon as I was able to recognize that and start to create this internal safety, money shows up like nothing now. Like, it's so easy to attract and manifest money now that I have this understanding of like, I can provide those emotions for myself. I can provide that internal safety for myself. And that had nothing to do with the physical manifestation of money. So that's definitely something that I suggest for anybody who's wondering what their money manifestation blocks are. Absolutely look at like, what's your relationship to money, but also look at your relationship to yourself and those areas of your life that you feel limited in, because they're going to give you the biggest hints as to what those money blocks are.
Can you maybe give us a couple examples of specific sentences that either you've heard from clients or just heard in general in conversation that you pick up on and you're just like, yeah, that sentence right there, that's how you are holding yourself back.
Absolutely. So I think we all know some of like the more common ones of like, that's too expensive. I can't afford that. I'm a broke bitch. Like all of the things that essentially a lot of the times we kind of transitioned into in like college age years, because it's like, we're broke college students. We can't afford that X, Y, and Z. Some other things that I really see in terms of like phrases now is like, well, I don't need that much money. Like, I only need enough money for the things that I need in my life. Or like, I don't want a luxurious life. I don't want this. I don't want that. Because when we're saying like, I just need enough to get by or to have this kind of lifestyle, then that's all you're energetically opening yourself up for. When in reality, it's like, if we want the life of our dreams, like we want an overflow of money. We want more than enough. We want constant overflow that feels expansive and almost like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this kind of money? So catching yourself in those phrases of like, well, I don't need that. Or like a lot of times is like not being open to receiving, like somebody trying to give you something and being like, oh, no. Like, I don't need to take that from you. It's like being open to receiving in any sort of form is going to help you become more energetically paired with receiving money.
I like that you also mentioned receiving, because I also find a lot of people who carry shame around money don't want help. Mm-hmm. And they internalize that shame and they carry that shame instead of receiving the help. It's almost like they want to continue to struggle and be in that constant state because they feel like in some way, shape, or form they deserve it because they ended up here and they did it to themselves. And that's really hard. And I resonate with that because I definitely did that. However, when someone genuinely is offering to help you out of unconditional love and there's no stipulations, there are no strings attached, it's genuinely because they want you to do better.
Yeah.
Take it. Take Absolutely. It and realize that you deserve that love and that you deserve that support system 110%.
Absolutely. 100%. That's so well said. And I think that it goes back to so many of the things that we were talking about earlier, but also like in terms of like financial literacy and the resources that are available to us are people like Dave Ramsey and people who preach shaming you for the financial circumstances that you're in right now. And it's like, even if our financial literacy like figures are preaching shame, of course people don't want to come out of their shell and be like, I'm $70,000 in debt, I'm $200,000 in debt, whatever it is, as opposed to looking for somebody who is, like you said, in this position of like, no shame, no judgment, unconditional love for the person and where they're at. Because it's like, debt is so much more common than people think it is. Everybody thinks that their debt is like the worst thing on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Walking down the street, you will hardly meet anybody who is financially free. And it's nothing to mm-hmm. be ashamed of. The money that you have as debt brought you something that you are so worthy of. Whether that be college, whether that be a medical circumstance, whether that be credit card debt because you went on a vacation, like You are worthy of the experience that you went into debt for. And when you can shift the energy behind your debt and not focus so much on, oh my God, I'm in debt, or I'm in this kind of financial circumstance, you're taking that energy away from it. And you can then choose to put your energy into something like overflow and more than enough and abundance, because where our attention goes, energy flows. So if you're constantly focusing on debt, guess what? You're going to manifest more debt. And that's so ass backwards, once again, to what we're taught.
It's so true. It's so true, though. I remember constantly being so concerned about the lack of money that it's like it was making it worse. And I remember being so confused by this and the entire concept. And when I started to just recognize that my circumstance, yes, is it technically my fault? 100%. But all that also means that it can change, because it was 100% my fault, that I am kind of in control of it. Do some things get out of control and we need actual professional help? Yes. But that is also where I really want to encourage people and empower people to learn the language. I like that you brought that up, because I feel like that's the scariest part about money and wealth and investments and anything in this realm, is we just don't know what any of it even means. We don't know any of the acronyms. We don't know. So what I also want to ask you is, before getting into acronyms and investments and what we should be doing with RRSPs or anything like that, what are the small habits we can implement daily to shift this mindset from scarcity to abundance? And then also just make our relationship with money less shameful, a little bit more positive, and then eventually bigger steps we can take to align us with this wealth that we all desire.
Absolutely. So small daily habits, something that you can do is open your bank account every single day, whether there's money in there or not, and pay gratitude to it. Because the way that we interact with money is an energetic exchange. And if you are opening your bank account and paying that gratitude to it, that is going to start to put that energy out into the universe. And then by the universal law of attraction, attract back in more abundance into your life, because gratitude is the same vibrational frequency as abundance. Another daily practical thing that you can do is every single time you are going to swipe your credit card or hand over the cash, do not do it until you can get yourself into the energy of gratitude. If you have to stand in the grocery store for an extra 50 minutes because you're like, fuck, I just don't want to pay for these groceries, or like getting mad at yourself or whatever it is, stand there. Allow yourself to slow down, allow yourself to connect with your breath and connect to your heart, and really understand that you spending that money is benefiting you in some sort of way. And the more that we can look for reasons how money is benefiting us, the more our subconscious mind is going to look for reasons to support that and create the evidence of something that money is something that is abundant and supportive in our lives, as opposed to allowing the autopilot of scarcity continue to run. And then as you're creating that abundant relationship with money and slowly but surely continuing to pay this gratitude and looking for ways that money is abundant as opposed to scarce, then putting yourself or allowing yourself to start to ask the questions of like, okay, if I was in the circumstance where I had the money that I wanted to have, like what would be the behaviors that match that? What would be the beliefs that match that? What would be the emotions that match that? Because you don't have to have this crystal clear path of what it is that you're supposed to be doing, quote unquote, doing to get to that place. You just have to put yourself into the energy as a person who gets to receive that. And energetically, then you open yourselves up to more opportunity. And then it just is up to you to be willing to take the steps forward towards the opportunity that is being presented to you.
I love that so much. I think gratitude is something that we really take for granted. It's something that we realize a little bit more commonly, I find, in the past couple of months. It's a buzzword and we're trying, but are we? Are we genuinely taking the time, like you said, in the grocery store and looking around you and saying, no, I get to experience this. I get to pay for all of this because X, Y, and Z has led me to this point where maybe you came from a very scarcity mindset because you didn't have access to as much funds for food as a child. And now you do as an adult. And that gratitude right there that you will feel will almost start to change you a little bit fundamentally. And once you express that gratitude on a regular basis, it's like everything around you just absorbs it. And it's the greatest feeling that I've experienced personally in the past couple of years of going through this entire healing journey.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's so powerful. It's like that true state of gratitude, just like you said, it's used as a buzzword now, but it's like that true feeling of gratitude is almost overwhelming how blissful it feels.
It is. It makes me extremely emotional when I genuinely think of everything that I have become, everything that I've embodied and worked hard for, and also just worked so hard at being accountable for my own life and my own future. So Kat, do you have any other suggestions, advice, or anything around manifesting wealth for 2022?
Absolutely. So anybody who's in the position that you resonate with this conversation, you feel shame in your finances, or you're just not where you want to be financially, something to really start to consider and pay attention to is like, this is our one and only life. And we are the powerful creators of our reality. Whether you believe that full-heartedly or not, we are the powerful creators of our reality. So if you're unhappy with your finances right now in 2021 and 2022, you want something different, recognize that you have to do something different in order to have a life that you've never had. You have to do different things to get different results. So recognizing that what you've done in the past hasn't worked for you, awesome. No need to have guilt or shame for that. And as soon as you can leave that guilt and shame at the door, then you give yourself the power to start to find the opportunities to live this one and only life in a way that is going to serve you and is going to support you and lead you to the position where you can become financially empowered.
I think it's also that quote that I've heard, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It's the same thing with your money and the way that you are handling your finances, or the way that you aren't asking for that raise, or the way that you are settling for a job that doesn't bring you any kind of fulfillment or joy. You're doing the same thing, but expecting a different outcome. You're expecting happiness out of something that hasn't made you happy or fulfilled before.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah. Spot on. And like, once again, with money manifestation, everything you just said, that has absolutely nothing to do with the physical manifestation of money, but everything to do with you tapping into your power and you tapping into your worth and standing for what you deserve and creating what you deserve.
I could talk about this for hours with you. Thank you so much for everything, Kat. Where can everyone find you on social media?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at Kat Kozad. I'm sure you'll put the spelling in the show notes. I also have a Facebook community completely centered around money manifestation. I do weekly live training. So if anybody is interested in learning about money manifestation and how they can completely shift their finances using manifestation, I definitely suggest joining the Facebook group.
100%. And I will leave a link directly to the group in the show notes so everyone can find Kat and join this. I know that I'm going to be in it because I know that while I have done a lot of work around the shame around money, it was 20 years of building up that shame. It's going to take a little bit longer than the past 6 months to undo that. So you can also find me in that group. And Kat, thank you so much. This was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.